This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on the DJV Thursday program. Jennifer, have I brought you up to date on the fact that we are two-thirds of the way through the month of April? Have I done that yet? Have I done my job? I want to keep you up to date on things that are important. And so it's important we're two-thirds of the way through the month of April, don't you think?
Yeah.
Hey, Jennifer.
I'm right here. I just love the way you put, you know, life goes by fast enough, and you're always excited when it does. I don't know why.
I'm excited about things like the Lyrid meteor shower, which is tonight. If you need plans, having a slow Thursday night, just the thing for you in the Northern Hemisphere, which would be most of the people listening to this program, actually goes overnight into tomorrow morning. The Lyrid meteor shower will peak. You have a good chance of glimpsing it. Now, the skies over North America, at least over the American states are pretty good tonight, pretty clear. So these take place normally about this time, about two-thirds of the way through the month of April. In fact, one of the oldest known meteor showers goes back to the early Roman times. Actually, the first time, at least, that it was recorded was 687 B.C. They are fast.
What was it like back then?
And bright. I'm ignoring you. Let's see. NASA. You think you're so cute.
I
That's
do.
Not a little clever. Yeah.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah, right. Okay, so anyway, you can see 20 meteors an hour. So if you want to go out after dark, well, usually 11 o'clock in the East Coast time zones, that's the best time you can see it. And so if you're in Los Angeles or a big city, you probably can't see it at all because the city lights, you can't see anything in the sky, street lamps, that kind of stuff. But if you're out in the open, like me, when I take Daisy out at night, I love going out and looking at a clear sky and looking up and seeing all of the same stars that I saw when I was a kid back in 687 B.C., Jennifer. It's wonderful to be able to see and experience those same things. But anyway, if you have 30 minutes or so tonight, go out, your eyes will adjust to the darkness, and you can just kind of wait for the magic to begin. It's very fun. It's cool. Another one of the magical things about life and what goes on in this fabulous world of ours. On the other side of the coin, there seems to be a problem with endangered rivers. Farmers are concerned about water supplies. Everybody ought to be. The entire Colorado River has been named the most endangered river in the country. 40 million in seven states, including you, Jennifer, rely on a lot of the drinking water from Colorado. And so if not only the farmland that produces a lot of our vegetables, but drinking water, once again, the sobering question here for our so-called leaders is, why are you not capturing rain whenever it comes? In 2050 it's going to be this or that. It wouldn't be a problem if you just capture the water. Why am I that smart? Or is it just that they're that dumb?
No, I think the people are that smart. They get it. And, you know, when you do have the water, don't just let it roll out into the ocean. A lot of the things that California, they let a lot of rainwater off into the ocean, and then they don't want to desalinate. But then you also have a lot of rivers like up in the Napa area, up in Northern California, where there's water in those rivers that farmers and winemakers use to irrigate their crops. And what's happened is because the environmentalists have come in, they want to protect the Delta smelt, which is a real thing. And so they will not allow them to use this water anymore
to
irrigate their crops.
Let's separate that kind of stuff, which does seem a little over that. I get tired of people, the food and wildlife people, telling me I can't use a piece of land because there's some snot-nosed toad. There are three of them in 18 acres, And we can't use the land because
dangerous.
We
have
a
snot-nosed
toad. Snot-nosed toad.
Yeah.
Okay, so what? You don't believe this is a snot-nosed toad?
Look, the Delta smelt real. They're like an anchovy. Look them up.
Yeah. Okay, well, so are the snot-nosed toads. Look those up.
Okay.
The Mobile River in Alabama is also a problem. Toxins from power plants. See, that's what I object to. There are ways of doing. We have so much technology and so much knowledge, so much science. The fact that these guys get away with this, this is the reason for government, because of unbridled power, pardon the pun, from, this is the same as PG&E in the sense that they don't answer to anybody. It's a different problem, although I wouldn't be surprised if PG&E is guilty of the same sort of thing, dumping toxins into the rivers, groundwater, because it's quote-unquote easy. Yeah, nobody's going to say anything to us. We're the big power guys. Look at us in the state of California. We were saved by the governor, even though we did terrible, bad things. But we got to have power, and, of course, we've now allowed ourselves to be controlled by monopolies. So here we go around and around. See, this is what's wrong with government. This is what's wrong with people sitting on their hands. This is what's wrong with education. We're not teaching people how to think. We're teaching them what to think. So the power plants are bad because they're contaminating the groundwater. Yeah, they are, but why aren't you teaching people how to fix it or how to go? It is just mind-boggling how we are one-way thinkers. At least that's the way I look at it. You ladies may look at it a different way, but at any rate, mask mandate is in effect, but your friends in the government want to sue the Justice Department, even though they...
Well, the friends in the CDC, let's be clear.
Oh, okay. The Center for Disease Confusion and Contradiction.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So how is that in the public interest when, in fact, the law or the rule is going out no matter what happens in 2 weeks? So you think this is going to be decided in 2 weeks? But in the meantime, how many hundreds of thousands of dollars will we spend CDC fighting against the DOJ? And who's paying for that? You're paying for it. Okay, just so you know. Bing, bang, boom. Let's see what else is happening. I can't believe how many Johnny Depp stories I see.
Jen told me about the trial, I understand. I totally get it. I'm going to be watching it today.
I
can't believe you guys haven't seen it. It's like, it's amazing. Mm. I don't know.
I didn't realize it was televised.
Yeah.
But today he's under cross-examination, so that'll
be really
interesting.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see that the state of Florida has passed a bill stripping the Disney company of some of their special power. It's about time. This is one of the most horribly run, most politically inept, they're just bad. And I know that really runs against the grain.
I saw this story, but I didn't understand what exactly the special thing was. They were given sovereignty, is what you'd call it. I mean, they were able to have like their own little country in the middle of Orlando. They had
Disney World?
Disney World.
Yes.
Central Florida. Kissimmee.
And they did it because, of course, they were giving a lot of money to the state. And one of the main reasons is that they didn't have to want to wait through the permitting process. I mean, imagine having to go through all of that. So they got this, like, workaround for decades in Florida. They've had this. And yesterday, the Senate approved a bill that takes away self-governing status that was given to Disney about 50 years ago.
Good.
And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't even know this existed until just a few weeks ago.
Well, you know what happened?
But
this is so typical Disney. I remember, it was in the 60s when my family started going to Florida. And I remember what was going on at the time. They had started in the late 50s, actually, buying up as much land as they could. I know they made a deal. They actually ended up buying about 24,200 and some odd acres.
It was 25,000 acres, exactly right.
In that county, Kissimmee County. And they bought it up very quietly. Nobody really knew. It wasn't bought in the name of Disney. It was bought in the name of some shell corporation. And it wasn't until well after that it was found out that Disney was going to build in a big park there. So the people who sold the land sold it comparatively cheaply. I mean, this is business, and that's the way it is. But it just sort of speaks to the way Disney
Well, so just a little bit more on it. It was called the Reedy Creek Improvement Act, and it was signed into law by the governor, Claude Kirk, at the time in 1967. There was a lot of lobbying going on by Disney, and they wanted to, they made their proposal. They wanted to build this big development, like you mentioned, 25,000 acres, 38 square miles. And it was mostly pasture and swampland. Well, the counties of both Orange and Osceola, I believe, didn't have the services or the resources that they were needing to bring the project to fruition. So they came up with this act, which was a special taxing district, so this improvement district, that allowed the company to act within basically their own authority and responsibility as a county government. So they became almost like their own
Boeing
county.
Boeing inspecting its own planes. That's kind of
correct. Correct. And so now the thought is that, well, we have all of these services now that can serve you. So do you get to, I mean, who gets to have their own county? What kind of corporation gets
Disney
their own place?
Does.
Right.
Disney.
Well, Disney's building all those new neighborhoods, right? So they're going to keep going.
Does anybody know why Rudy Giuliani was on The Masked Singer last night?
Well, he was last year we talked about this.
When I missed it.
No, they filmed it last year. Or like whenever.
And when he was unmasked, Ken Jeong, I guess, walked up the set. But then it was, at first everyone said it was political, but then, I don't know, there was something else.
I thought this was just, it just aired last. Oh, okay.
Yes,
all right.
That's why.
So we get two chances to take a swipe.
I'd like
last
to hear
when they did it.
I'm curious to hear, can he sing? I mean, my husband, who's Italian, says all Italians firmly believe they can sing. So, but there's a difference.
we'll see. You want to know whether I can sing or not?
We know.
What I get a kick out of is there are two stories, and I wasn't even following. I was just looking at the tone. The Rudy Giuliani thing. Ah, terrible. He's on The Masked Singer. And then Michelle Obama appears on some show. And it's like she was from heaven.
She's a lot more popular.
Huh? Well, but what is it? Is it just their way that makes them, or are there associations with people? Why is she so much more popular?
Well, it's also the media. The media likes Michelle Obama more than they like
Giuliani. Well, she's very likable. And Giuliani is not particularly likable. After all, how many guys do you know who can actually... This is a crime against humanity. When you shave over a bowl of lobster bisque, that is enough to send you... Right.
Oh, that's enough to make me want to have dinner with him.
At the table at the airport.
Oh, leave me out of that. 18 past the hour.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like the job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Half the hour now here on the ever-loving DJV program, home of cow lovers from coast to coast, including yours truly. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now. Jay's out today. Jennifer's gone to Carol A., so it's up to us to bring people up to date on who's engaged, who's getting hitched. We'll find out the latest rumors in that department after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, so Victoria, it's up to you to explain to the vast throngs of millions listening to this program who is marrying whom here, or are they really getting married? Is it just a way to whoop up some kind of rumor to promote records that Taylor Swift is releasing?
Well, normally you would think that, right? But in Taylor Swift's case, with Joe Alwyn, her boyfriend of 4 years maybe now. They first got together in 2017, so in May of 2017, so actually I guess this would be their 5 years, but if I don't know how long they were, maybe they dated a little bit here and there in the beginning, but there are lots and lots and lots of engagement rumors. And so Joe Alwyn, who's an actor, he's British, he is currently seen in the Conversations with Friends. It's on HBO Max, I believe. And so he was asked about the role that social media plays in his personal life. And he said, if I had a pound for every time I've been told I've been engaged, then I'd have a lot of pound coins. And he said, the truth is, if the answer was yes, I wouldn't say. And if the answer was no, I wouldn't say. So he's playing it pretty coy. But he also makes some good points. He said, you know, we live in a culture that people expect so much to be given. And he said, if you're not posting all the time about what you're doing or how you're spending your day or how you made a breakfast, does that make you a recluse? And he said, you know, it's not really that I want to be guarded and private. It's more of a response to something else. He said, we live in a culture that is so increasingly intrusive. The more you give, and even if you don't give it, something is still taken from you.
Rumors.
So I think he's right. One of the things, you know, Taylor Swift was always very public with all of her other boyfriends and wrote songs and albums about them.
Yeah.
This has been a very private relationship. And the rumor, according to my source, Dumois, on Instagram, the rumor is that these two have been engaged for over a year now.
Wow.
And it's apparently been confirmed in the inner circle, but they're just not making it public. But at some point, she's going to have to let her fans know. You can't have people coming along with you for the ride since you were 15 years old, and then now you're like, oh, sorry, now I'm not going to tell you anything about my life anymore. I just don't think fans will react well to that.
Get a life. What do you care?
That's easy for you to say.
It is. It's very easy for me to say.
Right.
Who cares?
Not
if Taylor's true. I'm going to say it again. Who cares if she's engaged? 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Beauty brand YSL Beauty has teamed up with Rewilds, the conservation organization, who work across 188 conservation areas in 89 countries to help restore some of the world's wild spaces. Three quarters of all the planet's wild spaces have been degraded in recent years, impacting local communities and leading to a decline in biodiversity and species extinction. The two organizations have launched a program called Rewild Our Earth, which aims to protect and restore an area more than four times the size of Boston, according to YSL Beauty's Caroline Negre.
We've made a bold commitment to help protect and restore key areas, help protect biodiversity, and help local communities to thrive, in addition to our sustainability commitment to reduce our impact. We have a commitment to people and the planet, and we are making strides in transitioning to low-carbon economies and circular processes. And by taking this additional initiative to rewilding, we help nature return to its wild state, and it then.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues to take cities, Mariupol has fallen except for one steel factory. Russian President Vladimir Putin told his defense minister in a televised meeting to cancel plans to storm Ukraine's final stronghold in Mariupol and instead block the steel plant so not even a fly can escape. Wildfires raging across the southwestern United States have burned down structures and forced hundreds of people to evacuate. At this time, 10 wildfires and a handful of controlled burns today are smoking up the skies in New Mexico, Arizona, and Southern California. The United States Capitol complex was evacuated Wednesday after what police said was a probable aircraft intrusion. As it turns out, the plane was carrying members of the United States Army Golden Knights who parachuted into Nationals Baseball Park. The planned event was never reported to Capitol Police. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As the Biden administration won't secure the Mexico border, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, along with other governors, are pushing back. Mr. Justice on Newsmax.
All in a year. I mean, it's amazing when you really just think about it. In a little over a year, but appreciate the other governors who are stepping up with me, and I'm honored to be with them. You know, and we'll try to coordinate and do the work that the federal government, and you termed it exactly right. It's not a matter of that they can't do it. It's a matter that they just won't do it. That's all there is to it. There's a sinister scheme here to bring in these people, or have them flood us in every way, and it's a crying, pitiful shame. I mean, there's so many bad actors that are coming, along with lots and lots and lots of drug issues. There's everything in the world, and it reaches all the way to West Virginia. And so, with all that, you know, maybe we can do something. We'll coordinate our efforts, and we'll work really hard to try to put as much pressure and to do as much as we possibly can to curb this really bad, bad event.
Skywatchers will finally be able to enjoy the thrill of shooting stars again this week as the April Lyrids meteor shower returns. Records from Chinese Chronicles show they've been appearing regularly since at least 687 BC. Chinese records said stars fell like rain, and that's been mentioned again at least a dozen times since then. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the Thursday DJV program. It's April 21st. You're listening to Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, a couple of DJ Veers. The recipe for success. Well, apparently we found it because the ladies have won a magical award, become instantaneous overnight successes after having done this for decades. I love it. I got an award, the Gracie Award, going to the ladies of the DJV program on May the 24th. We'll have film. We'll be on the red carpet. There'll be people wanting to, these natty interviewers that come from E! Will be interviewing us to find out where your dress was made. They'll want to know what kind of underwear I'm wearing. Let's see, what other silly questions? They ask when you go down the red carpet. Let's, yeah, who cut your hair?
Who are you wearing? That's always the big one.
Well, no, where'd you get your hair? So I'm watching this back and forth. This is a little inside baseball. So the ladies are all getting ready they're going to spend 11 hours getting their hair done and their makeup put on and the dress, everything's got to be just so. So I'm watching these emails back and forth. I don't know why you include me, because I suppose maybe it's just because I'm part of the overall picture here. But I'm watching the three of them as they go back. Well, where are we going to get our hair done? Where are we going to go? We start at 11 o'clock. This is an event that it's an evening event. So we're going to start getting our hair done and our makeup done at 11 o'clock in the morning. And where are we going to go to get it done? And how much is it going to cost?
Yeah, I have my glam booked for, it starts at 11 a.m. because it takes a couple hours. Jay has hers booked, I think, at like, you know, around noon, so we'll be in the salon together. And then after that, we've got, you know, there's going to be a backup, I'm sure. They've had to bring in more people because a lot of women are booking their hair and makeup. So, but we have to be at our first thing at 3 p.m. So by the time you get dressed and you do, you know, like body makeup and hair and makeup, like face makeup and stuff, there's a lot going on.
What are we doing at 3 o'clock?
There's
do
some,
I have to be there?
As a winner, no, you don't have to show up till later.
Okay.
As a winner, we have to show up and get our awards, and there's a pre-cocktail party. I was just telling Phil, there are so many cocktail parties during the day, we're all going to be hammered
drunk
by the time we get to dinner.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah.
That's why I'm not invited. As much as anything else. Okay, so that's something, you know, some people listen, I don't care, they want an award, I want to know what's going on in the world. Okay, so from the maybe you want to know this and maybe you don't department, we were talking about Ms. Swift, Taylor Swift, and her maybe yes, maybe no fiancé, and who really wants to know, and Victoria was schooling me and all of that.
I said, so the Swifties want to know. You do Swifties not mess with the Swifties.
Okay, so do the Smithies want to know whether Will Smith will be on Table Talk? Any more red Table Talk as the Jada Pinkett Smith show? I thought this was sort of an interview show. But you tell me that it's all about the family and...
No. You said it was all about the family. I said, no, it's not. It was the other way around. It's
so
an interview
show. So why would
Will
Smith have been on it? He's not going to be allowed
because
back
they
had, or something.
Well, no. They talk about all kinds of issues. This is, if you haven't seen it, it's actually a very good show. It's on Facebook Watch, and it's Jada, their daughter Willow, and Jada's mom, Gammy is her name, the grandma. And it's a great show. They've interviewed all kinds of really interesting guests. They have sometimes different themes that they discuss and explore. So Will Smith has been on the show in the past, where Jada and Will have been very public about their struggles in their marriage, how they found each other again, how everything is, you know, they've been working on it and whatever. So there are lots of different themes. And this upcoming season just started airing on Wednesday night. And the first guest was Janelle Monáe, who is a Grammy nominee artist. And so
she's one of the three in the movie about the black woman that...
Yes.
Got the space program
Hidden
going, right?
Figures.
Wasn't she in
yes.
that? Yeah, that was
yep.
good. That was good.
She's
yeah.
been in more and more things, but she's mostly known as a musical artist. And so she was the first guest and talking about how her father's addiction affected her and things like that. It's very deep philosophical conversations. They're really good. The reason that this is making a lot of headlines right now is because obviously everyone wanted to know, is Will Smith going to show up on the show and talk about what happened at the Oscars? According to the trailer that's been cut and has been made public for the whole season, Will does not appear. So obviously Jada was asked about this, and Jada made a statement on Wednesday before the show aired, and she said, considering all that's happened in the last few weeks, the Smith family has been focusing on deep healing. Some of the discoveries around our healing will be shared at the table when the time calls. Until then, the table will continue, you know, the show will go on. One of the interesting things this season, you know, the Tinder swindler, right? That was like a huge phenomenon
right.
on Netflix. Mm-hmm. One of the victims of the Tinder swindler will be a guest. One of the things that I'm looking forward to seeing, Kim Basinger and her daughter, Ireland Baldwin, who is
right.
her daughter with Alec Baldwin, they're mm-hmm. doing their very first interview together, ever. And that's going to be on with Jada and the crew.
How old
for
is
Red
she
Table
now?
Talk. She is in her mid-20s. And she has, you know, publicly spoken about her entire life has been everyone telling her she's not as pretty as her mother. She recently had plastic surgery because she had never liked her jawline. I mean, there are a lot of things there to break down and talk about. Plus, Kim Basinger does not do interviews. like, ever.
She's as crazy as Amber Heard, according to some people, anyway.
Yeah, well,
not
we'll
for
see.
The same reason,
it's going to be an interesting interview for mother and daughter. And then also from Shark Tank, Barbara Corcoran is going to be a guest, as well as the parents of Miss USA's Chelsea Christ, who tragically died by suicide earlier this year. So that'll be the first interview her parents are doing, too.
Wow. All right, well, so we got a little bit more information out of that than I thought we were going to. So that's cool. Meanwhile, back with the Russians and the vagaries that they're suffering, those poor Russians, they're getting beaten. Oh, my God, the Ukrainians are beating us up. That's terrible. Putin yesterday announced that they had a nuclear-capable missile on the launch pad, and apparently it was, as they say in the biz, lit off to test, to show the bad guys from the Russians' point of view, the Europeans and the Americans, we got missiles, we got nukes, and we're going to use them if you don't stop beating us up. So that's kind of was the message, among other things. Although supposedly Putin told his generals last night not to blow up, not to attack the rest of the people in Mariupol. Is that because
that
he was going to get beaten?
That's such BS. Okay, we've been beaten, and now we're going to issue a statement saying we're the ones retreating.
Okay.
Don't kill any innocent people. Even though, like, you know, earlier in the show, Jen had mentioned that there was a sign where the children were, and it says children here, and they bombed it on purpose. It just, I don't know. I'm so disgusted, especially by any American who is supporting Putin in any way. I am absolutely disgusted by you.
Well, it's hard to figure why anybody would do that, but then hard to figure why some people do anything that they do. Let's go back to gossip for a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hallmark.
Always.
Yes. The Hallmark Channel. Well, you and I don't know who Candace Cameron Bure is, but apparently she's a big timer on the Hallmark Channel. Now she's going to leave to go someplace else.
This is like rocking the Hallmark community, because
there is a Hallmark community. Good.
Hallmark, the Christmas movies, they have all different seasons of all the movies. Candace Cameron, I grew up watching Candace Cameron on Full House, and then Fuller House came back to Netflix, the revival of it. Aunt Becky went to prison, and then it got canceled. But that was Lori Loughlin, who went, you know, away for a while after bribing USC to get her kid in. And that kind of derailed that show. But Candace Cameron has made over 20 films with Hallmark, and she stars in the Aurora Tea Garden mysteries, which are my favorite.
Why?
Murder mysteries.
What's that all about?
They're murder mysteries. It's like the new version of Murder, She Wrote.
Oh.
And they're really fun to watch, and she's made a bunch of those. They're really popular. But she's leaving Hallmark, and she has signed a new production deal with GAC Media, which I have YouTube TV, so I don't even know if GAC Media is a channel that I have. But she's going to be making movies and programs with them. Now, this is a huge blow to Hallmark at Christmas time, because for 8 years
they're
in a row,
they're making those movies now. The Christmas.
Oh, yeah, they make them in the summer, yeah.
Right.
This is a big blow for Hallmark, because for the last 8 or 9 Christmases, Candace Cameron's Bure, her married last name, her Christmas movies on Hallmark have been the number one highest.
Oh, I recognize her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She was a host on The View for a couple years as well. She's been everywhere. And then, of course, when Bob Saget passed away, she kind of got thrust into the spotlight even more, because it was such a tragic end, and the whole family, the whole TV family, was really very much like a family in real life. So,
GAC was a country television station, sort of, or a network, and now described by some as a Trumpy cable network. That's what I see one describing it as. It belonged to the Jones Radio Network, which was around as a Colorado-based outfit that was pretty conservative. It was taken over by some people who were friends of mine, and it has been blended into a couple of different networks since then.
It was originally Good American Christian was the GAC.
Yeah,
then
right.
They changed it to Good American something, I don't know. They made it less overtly religious. One of the reasons they say in this deal that Candace Cameron Bure signed with GAC, the former Hallmark CEO, left Hallmark, and the reason this is controversial, I don't know anything about the Trump stuff, but the reason it's controversial is this guy resigned when Hallmark issued an apology for editing out a commercial that had a gay couple in it. And so he did not, I guess he's very anti-gay, and then he went to GAC and became their CEO. Now, Candace Cameron has been very open. She's not anti-gay, so I'm not sure where the controversy is, but I guess that guy probably.
Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe this is from the Much Ado About Nothing department. Who knows? 47 half the hour. This is the DJV show.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most interesting artists and creators. Author, humorist, and radio personality Garrison Keillor has been a fixture in popular culture since the 1970s, with more than 30 best-selling books and his Prairie Home Companion radio program. And he has a new book entitled Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel. We caught up with Garrison to chat about his new book and the creative journey that continues to bring Lake Wobegon to life.
Well, I started writing a novel, and I cobbled together some Lake Wobegon stories called Lake Wobegon Days. It came out in 1985. It was quite successful, thanks to the radio show, and so that armored me to keep on trying.
That's author and humorist Garrison Keillor, whose new book, Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel, has just been released and is now available wherever books are sold. See Garrison Keillor live on stage May 2nd at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Keillor will be joined by iconic artists, including country music star Brad Paisley, soprano Ellie Dean, Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio, vocalist Heather Massey, and many more. Enjoy a live show filled with Lake Wobegon stories, humor, music, and audience sing-alongs. Red Rocks Amphitheater, May 2nd. Reserve your seat today.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I need both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, because my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world.
As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria, and I have the pleasure of Chuck Curry's company, Victoria. Isn't that exciting? Every day we look
always
forward.
Yep.
We're thrilled, in fact, to have Chuck Curry here. You like that, Chucker?
I do. Right, you must be doing radio for a long time.
You always are telling people I've been doing it since radio was invented. So
no, I don't do. I don't do that.
Oh, that's right. That's Jennifer who does that. Okay. Anyway, why are we playing Thriller, Sivu Play?
Okay, this day in entertainment history, Michael Jackson's Thriller, after 37 weeks, number one on the charts, was knocked off the top spot by the album from the movie Footloose, which came out that year, 1984. Actually, Footloose was a great
Why is there so much attention being paid to Footloose and Patrick Swayze and to...
Dirty Dancing. Kevin Bacon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, sorry about that. They all were the same to me at that age. At any rate, it wasn't me that was dancing with all those girls. That's what I knew for a fact. All right, so that takes care of that.
I got one more this date in TV history. Okay. This day in TV history, 1986, Geraldo Rivera opened Al Capone's vault on live TV, found nothing except big ratings. And that really was one of the first fortes into some form of reality television back in 86. Because I remember that Drew, I know it was syndicated. I think I watched it on WPIX at a New York Channel 11. And it drew a big rating, and it was just a big thud. Open the vault, nothing in it, and really a big waste of time for anybody who tuned in.
I remember that. That was really, that was the most embarrassing thing, I think, that went on at his career to that point, anyway.
Yeah. I got a few more things. Just bounce off me here. Ready?
Yes, I'll be the boss.
209 million views first day for the trailer of Thor, Love and Thunder. Obviously, now they're calculating how many people watch a trailer on the internet. The record is still held by Spider-Man No Way Home last year, 355 million views. in one day, and that movie's gone on to do $2 billion worldwide. So good news for Marvel and Thor, Love and Thunder. It's going to have a big opening weekend because not only is Chris Hemsworth coming back as Thor, as I said the other day, Natalie Portman is going to play female Thor, which is going to create a lot of good, already has a lot of good buzz on that film or anticipation.
All right. That's it? You got no more?
Oh, I do. I do. Production just went underway. production just got started on Fast and the Furious 10. Jason Momoa, who's Aquaman, and Brie Larson, Captain Marvel, join the cast as new characters, led by Vin Diesel, who's had to make a ton of money, Doug, off this franchise.
Right. Hundreds of millions. And he couldn't get The Rock to come back. I don't believe this is, they keep saying it's the final one. I think that's baloney.
They'll keep doing them.
Of course they will. It's a lot of nonsense. Okay.
The production also went underway on will get underway this year officially on Equalizer 3, which will star, once again, Denzel Washington. I like those two movies a lot because I love Denzel in that role. Will be out September 1st, 2023, so Equalizer 3 for people who were.
And it's not being hurt by the TV show either, the promotion of that. The TV show, which is based on the same premise and character only in TV, it's Queen Latifah playing that role. But it's a good, it's nicely done, it's a good show, actually.
I got one more thing. HBO Max.
Okay. Hey,
relax. You get enough air time here. HBO Max, 77 million subscribers as of the end of the year, up 3 million from the year before. As I said yesterday, Netflix has about 220 million. And I just read a story on Netflix. Out of those 220 million, 100 million of those people give their password to somebody else
to go in.
So they're going to try to clean that up. It's not that easy to do. But think how many people are sharing passwords. That is that's incredible.
Maybe that's why they lost
it's
as much
money as they
did.
It's so hard to prove, though.
They're not going to limit it to one password per person. It's got to be at least two or three.
Mm. Yeah. The producers of Rust were fined $137,000 yesterday by the New Mexico Safety Agency because they investigated what happened in the accidental shooting, and they found that the production company was at fault. They did not find any individual to be at fault. They found the production company, and certainly Kevin.
I mean, if you think about it, that's really not a big fine for what happened.
No, not at all.
$7,000.
Yeah. Wow. But
that's going to play out civilly for years to come, though.
Yeah, but Alec Baldwin kind of has been. It wasn't. He's saying I didn't fire it, and they basically agreed with it, it looks like. Okay, Chucker, thank you. We'll talk with you again on tomorrow on the DJV program. It's now 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.